Welcome. This is the eighth day of the 10 Days to 10,000, and I'm looking forward to this discussion and seeing how you're all doing. And what we're going to do first is open up the floor just for people to say where they're at, and then partway through the call, I'm going to wait for a few more people to come on or to see if a few more people make it this morning. And then I'm going to launch into a little bit of a discussion of how we, you know, how we go forward as it is the eighth day. And a topic that was brought up yesterday, which is, you know, how we also continue with the group in some way. So I wanted to be sure that as many people as possible are on the call for that. So we'll just start with people saying a few words about where they're at with their project and the challenges and, you know, anything that they would like to bring up at this moment for other group members. And so I'm going to end. Hi to Katrina. I see you've just arrived on the call too. So let me see. Who would like to start? Before, actually, look, wait a second. Nobody can start right now because I've muted you all. Okay, so I'm going to open it up, and hopefully you're not still mute. you should be off now. So would anybody like to start with what's happening with them and where they're going now? Or I'm going to call on somebody. If nobody
I can
asks.
Share. I can.
Okay, great. Okay, so I think it was, was that Evelyn and then Brent?
It was Deborah.
Oh, sure. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Are you sure, Brent?
So Deborah, start and then Brent next. Okay. So,
yeah.
Deborah?
Yeah. So, yeah, I had an interesting day yesterday. I had to move through some some clearings and do a little bit of clearing because some of my, I'm just kind of getting my email together to send out, like to sort of launch this program, and what's been, you know, some blocks were coming up. And so I actually listened to the recording that I did the sound for, which was really cool because it was cool to receive it. And that really helped. And Katie and I had a great session just kind of plowing through some stuff. And then I was all set to, you know, get to work last night, but I was like, you know, had to nourish myself, ate well, and then I was like, I'm going to clear everything, move my body, and I go for my walk, and as I journey as I walk, so I don't ever know where I'm going. But I ended up called up into an area of the park that I often go to, but I wasn't planning to go to, but something happened, and then I found a friend of mine who was facilitating a group. They were doing a ritual. They were doing an initiation.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, it's like I came in at the perfect moment. It was like they were six people and I became the seventh person, which is, and it was very interesting because it was, she does shamanic work in the Fourth Wind Society, which is Alberto Velloto's work. And and I know her well. And she was doing a whole initiation on power rights. So all the kind of third chakra stuff around, getting yourself out there, you know, you really need some power there. I felt like I ended up in an initiation for a couple of hours last night, so I didn't get any work done, but I felt like I really got what I needed. And
that sounds perfect.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that because I thought it was such a, you know, you never know. You think you're supposed to go do something and then something else happens that is absolutely perfect. So yeah, so I feel really excited today because I kind of have the where I'm going, like what I need to do, and so it feels really good.
Fantastic. So yeah. That's really great. And it is just perfect because, Yeah, you are getting initiated into getting it out in the world. That's
I
what he's
mean, in a
talking
whole,
about.
it's another level for me. That's why it's
Yes.
like, it's a whole other level for me, really. So this is
Yes.
like, it's like, and my message when I was walking, even before I met the group last night in the, in where we did the ritual, was pacing. It was like, you need to just pace. You don't have to, just pace. So that was my
Oh.
message.
That's fabulous because actually that's something we'll come back to later on the call, is pacing yourself and not feeling that you have to hurry. It's kind of like you can have the excitement that, yeah, there's a challenge to do something, but there's also the pacing within it and the, as we've talked about, the time stretching and all that. So thank you very much, Deborah.
You're
So
welcome.
I'm going to take Brent and we've got a few more people on the call. Welcome, Sheila.
Hi.
So, Brent, would you like to? You were going to say something about
Yes,
where
I
you're at right now?
was going through some of the recordings as well. And I was particularly looking for Deborah's recording. I
Yeah.
had three coincidences yesterday that made me feel like I had to connect with my mother or her energy. Three things that came up, and I thought she had a message for me. Unfortunately, when I attempted to go into a meditative place, I just kept falling asleep. And but what I realized, I'll get to that later. But what I realized when I was listening to some of the early progress that we were having, that it was quite dramatic in the beginning, and now it's leveling off a bit, and we cannot get discouraged. For me, anyway, I cannot. We had some major progress, and then we're leveling off into a place of, where we're putting this stuff to work, and it doesn't always go. People that aren't always there to contact. People aren't always in the same mood as you. They're not always available. They may have had to go out of town. They're like maybe Deborah's thing last night. They meant to meet with me, and then something else came up, and then they didn't show up. So I don't think back in the old days I'd get depressed, thinking it was a sign from the heavens that I'm on the wrong track again, or whatever, some negative self-talk. But so for those of us who may feel some discouragement, that's part of the program because that's just the way it works. And was, did you say the word pace, Deborah, or did she say the word pace?
Pacing, yeah, pacing.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that was an appropriate word for this morning because it is, it's not a spurt and then a vacuum. It's pacing yourself, right? Is that what I heard? Okay.
Thank you,
So
Brent.
I was realizing that we had some dramatic success in the beginning, and that it does level off, and the 10 days is a very good start. Perhaps we'll end up being an amazing start. Whether or not I'll get everything accomplished that I was trying to, probably won't, just because people aren't cooperating as much as they could have or should have, according to what I want. That was it.
Thank you. So actually, I mean, this is all leading into a discussion that I'll be doing that I would like to, yeah, get into. But maybe I'd just like to hear a couple more check-ins, and then we'll get into the discussion. So anybody else like to say something about where things are at for them?
I'm here, Leandra.
Leandra?
I'm having, I didn't actually see Brent very much yesterday, so my flow was a little different than his.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed the last 2 days is that I'm just having real bear cat days, as far as it feels like I'm still making great progress. I think for me, because I started out with that silly attitude of who would even want to look at me, what service would I even have to offer, which is really kind of a funny place to have been. I've made progress of feeling like I've taken the lid off of things, and I'm suddenly looking at an awful lot of, it's like I've taken the lid off a ginormous box of chocolates, and there's so many possibilities. I'm needing to be careful about not following all of them. And I'm loving the experience Deborah had. I think that's just, I'm sitting here as I'm listening to that going, I could use one of those too, because it's just one of those synchronistic moments when you think you know what you want or need. So you thought you needed to go for a journeying walk, and Source said, well, you've got your feet out on the path, but we're going to show you this really cool option that if you stay on your path, you'll miss the whole darn thing. So the journeying, I'm going to make sure I'm doing that today, because that's what I need, is just to journey mindlessly, being in flow with Source instead of insisting that I know where I'm going. What I'm noticing is that the 10 days are, well, for me, they've been jam-packed. Amazing opportunities have come my way through this session itself, that I'm just absolutely in a state of delight about. And I've been working on my own wording for my offering, because I'm realizing I've done an awful lot of talking. I haven't actually put it into words. So I've been looking at some of the offerings that are on the page. I reread through Katie's offering in the first place. And one of the things I realized as I was doing that was that, of course, 10 days are coming to an end very fast. That was such an amazing title, 10 Days to $10,000. And I'm just kind of wondering, like, how many of us, while we may not actually get that $10,000, which was Katie's goal for herself to see, to coach us to achieve a $10,000 in the hand in 10 days kind of thing. And I'm realizing what she's really done is opened the world up for all of us by saying, isn't that a cool possibility?
Mm-hmm.
But there's the concern that at the end of the 10 days, I just felt like it's almost a good opportunity to see. Oops, I'm echoing. That we could.
Shall I just wait a second, Leandra? Why don't I just mute everybody and then unmute you? Just a moment. And I see Alex has just come on the call. Welcome. Now wait a second. Where's Edmonton here? Okay, here. I always see you guys as Edmonton. Okay, there. Because your names aren't there. Edmonton sign, but seeing as we don't have anybody else from Edmonton, that's not a problem. There you are.
I'm there. Okay.
Yes, Edmonton, Alberta is now here officially, represented by you.
Okay. That's cool. I'm the queen of Edmonton.
Yes, I like that.
I do too. That sounds pretty cool. But I was just realizing that it's maybe an advantage to me that I haven't worded my offering and gotten tied to my wording, because for me, and I think for others, as we've had these amazing group discussions, what we're offering is beginning to morph and change and grow. And as I looked at your offering, Katie, the words of it, it has definitely morphed and changed and grown. And there's more to what you are offering than you even envisioned when you put this out there. There's so much more. So that's one of the things I realized, is that it's really kind of neat to think about where I was, where I would have, my offering would have been if I'd put it onto the page. I don't have anything to offer. I'm just here as an observer. I'm here to help Brent. And to where I am now, where I've got several really interesting options to offer, and I'm excited about all of them. And when I looked at, as I say, I'm looking at the wording because I'm trying to figure out, okay, how did everybody else word their offerings? Because I know that'll help me to word mine, and I'm realizing everyone's is growing. That's what I was saying. And I'm also thinking about the actual, you did not, I'm glad you didn't guarantee that we would, because we were talking about guarantees too. I'm glad you didn't guarantee that we would, in 10 days, have made $10,000. But I think it's really important for us as we're morphing stuff to realize that we had a starting point. And in the case of your offering, I think it's important that we realize we need to honor this amazing person that's brought us into this process. And I hope that somehow we're able to figure out a structure so that we're all honoring the original idea of this being a way of supporting you as we leave these 10 days, that there, you know, that we remember that that's what we, that was the attraction point for all of us. And so how we make sure that as time goes by in the next few weeks, next couple of months, that as the bright and shiny begins to happen to us, we remember to pass portions of it back to you, because that was the original idea. So it was kind of neat to see the things morphing, seeing what people had offered and knowing what I've heard on the call, realizing that none of this is static. And the other part that I almost felt quite sad about is that there's been such growth, such synergy, such creation of creative energy in cooperation. I sure hope there's a way that, as I said yesterday, we can continue to build something together. I really think we have such an opportunity to do that. So, yeah, it was. I had a few moments to reflect in between running like crazy all day yesterday. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, maybe that kind of really enters right into the discussion. So maybe I'll open it up and then other people can comment and bring in, you know, what's going on with them too. But I think we're really central into the discussion. As Leandra says, the 10 days has opened up a lot, and I think, you know, taken off the lid for many of you in terms of what you have for your business and the possibilities. And from looking at things, it's quite possible that in the next month or so that you go way above, perhaps not everybody, but at least a number of people will go way above the 10,000. And I think all of you have kind of grown in terms of the, you know, the realization of what you're doing with your business and your offerings and the possibilities, those will all open up. And like Leandra says, it looks like, you know, my original idea was, oh, let's do this in 10 days, and why not? And indeed, why not? It may still happen for some of you. We don't know. And yet there is a kind of a divine timing and things that happen that we also have to, you know, have patience. And it's kind of this really interesting place I find in between, because I find challenges are wonderful things to get one motivated and get one going and to really do things quickly that, you know, may have taken you months to actually get up some of these offerings. I know it's taken me months to do things like that sometimes. So, and to also just think in those terms. And yet, we don't quite know when the money is going to come in, and it's important that people pace themselves, that they feel this challenge is something that takes them up a level, but then at the same time is not something that's getting them down, you know, depressing them. Oh, I didn't make it on the 10th day. So I've been juggling this idea around a lot, and also, yeah, just how to, you know, really organize and probably, you know, next time I offer it, it'll be offered in slightly a different way from this experience. But what Because, you know, this is the first time, so we're trying out what works. It's possible that even some of the work on the programs and the offerings could be done before, just through some sort of system being set up. I'm not sure. But what I'm really feeling, you know, like this group is very powerful. There's some powerful collaborations happening. I think there's some possibilities for big money, which we don't want, just so that we can spend it on, you know, it's good to definitely spend it on some material stuff, but we want it to advance our work. And that really excites me, that there are some opportunities so that a number of us who've been struggling may be able to really get beyond that struggle and get our gifts in the world. So that really excites me. And as I said, and other people said, there's collaborations happening. So how do we make that go on? You know, I don't want it to come to an end as such in the, you know, on the 10 days. So I've been thinking and talking with a few people who I had a chance to yesterday, and I'm going to make this proposal, and I'd love people to discuss it. And that is, I'm prepared to keep this open, this opportunity, including the prizes, and, you know, I've got the document and I'm going to put it up today for sure. I promised yesterday. Sorry, I didn't, but that too is an evolution. But what I'm going to propose is that we keep this open till the end of June, and that we have a weekly meeting, possibly Wednesday morning, if that works for people, at the same time, but we need to discuss that, where we could keep up the momentum, keep in contact with each other, and also discuss possibilities for further structuring of collaboration outside this whole thing, you know. And so that's my idea about how we could keep things going. It wouldn't, for me, it involves some more of my time, but it's something that's doable. It's not a burden, and it would be, you know, a delight to further facilitate you in getting to, you know, in getting to the actual, you know, 10,000 level with your offering or more. So it wouldn't involve extra private coaching, because that does involve a lot of my time, unless people wanted to actually, you know, book sessions extra at my, paid sessions with me. So anyway, that's how I'm thinking of things. I also had a suggestion from Evelyn yesterday that people might be interested in co-facilitating or taking on one of the calls, and maybe helping group members by introducing some of their expertise. So that is open too. But I wanted this 10 to 10,000 to be a wonderful container for you realizing your dreams, not a noose or a blame thing. So I'm really looking to, you know, not something to sort of say, oh, well, I didn't do it quite in the way it was supposed to be done, although it really profited me in getting towards that goal. So I want to kind of hold that spirit, the original spirit that was there, and just open up the call now to people's ideas around this and how they feel. Or, you know, if you've got better ideas, I'm really happy. I'm just real open on that. I just wanted to make sure that the door didn't close on Saturday when this 10-day effort formally comes to is supposed to come to an end. So I'm going to open up the line, and after that long thing, see who would be interested in saying something.
Very interested in saying something.
Okay.
this is something that I would have wished for after the second day, because the coaching aspect to me and the encouragement and the listening to everyone's progress and their struggles, if that's the way it was,
yeah.
Very important to me to look see myself in it and. You know, even the best hockey players in the world have very high-paid coaches, and they generally are listening to their coaches, and they're being whipped into shape by their coaches. Now, I know that you don't exactly own a whip, but I would hate to see this end now because we're just getting it rolling. And I still need to be accountable to somebody. You know, I need to hear what is going on with people and what the progress is. So for me, this is absolutely great news.
Oh, well, I'm glad about that. Thank you, Grant.
Katie, it's Sheila.
Okay, hi, Sheila.
Hi, sorry to have been a bit... I couldn't get on. And also, just to say before we finish, I do have to scoot off 5 minutes before the hour because I have another call. And this also will be the last session because I can't join you tomorrow and Saturday. So, to hear that, you know, that you're doing this is, not that you're doing it, that there's an opportunity for us to meet up maybe once a week over the month of June to keep the momentum going and to check in and find out what everybody's doing is fantastic. I think it's a lovely idea and very useful. And I echo what Brent said about, you know, we as I'm listening to how other people are doing, I think it's so important to, you know, you talked about pacing earlier on, and that's somewhere when I first started and made the decision to come on board with this 10,000 in 10 days, I said to you, that's not my goal. That was never my intention. At the beginning, I did not want to pressure myself. I've done that before and it doesn't work for me. And I wanted it to be more of a pacing. And I know that without this program, I wouldn't have, I would never have created this Nail Your Niche in the Day. I wouldn't have got myself up and going and, you know, done the sales page and done some emails and started bouncing ideas around in my head, how planning it out and all that sort of thing. There's absolutely no way that I would have achieved that. So in itself, you know, even though I haven't created $10,000 yet, and I definitely won't by, you know, within the 10 days because of issues that have come up with my website, it served a huge purpose for me, and it would be wonderful to keep it going. However, for me personally, I'm on holiday for the first 2 weeks of June, as you know, so I wouldn't be able to join you. I think it's, you know, keeping the Facebook page going, if that's a possibility as well, that would be
helpful. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we can see what each of us is doing, and, you know, the collaboration between us would be wonderful as well. I did send a message to you, Leandra, if you're listening on Facebook, but I didn't hear back from you. And I sent a message to Phyllis and I didn't hear back. So I don't know if something's going on with my end of communication. It just seems odd that I haven't heard anything back. But
No, that, Sheila, that's just my not getting at the computer at all yesterday. So I saw it.
As long as I did it.
Yeah, no, you were there.
I think it's a great idea, Katie.
Thank you. And I've so loved your participation. And is Wednesday, because you'll be the one who is off for a while, is Wednesday a good day for that group call?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep, just as actually people can just say whether Wednesday is a good time, because it's hard to get one day that's good for everybody, but... that's one that I've heard is pretty good as things go. Wonderful. So anything else, Sheila? Because, it is a few days before we will hear anything from you.
Yeah, it's my last day.
A couple of weeks.
Well, it'll be the middle of June before I'm back again if you decide to do that. just as I said, a bit of a hiccup, I think, with when, you know, switching web providers, and my WordPress website was supposed to be live tomorrow with my sales page, and it's looking like that's not going to happen. So it may be that I'm going to have to push forward the plan of revealing all, if you like, sending out the emails and, you know, announcing the sales page and all that sort of thing. So yeah, unfortunately, a bit of a hiccup of the system. I'm not quite sure why, but you were talking earlier on about divine timing. Sometimes we don't always know best and why, and you know, I was pushing it a bit before my holiday, perhaps. Maybe I'm not supposed to push it before my holiday. I'm supposed to just take it easy and do it all afterwards. Maybe that's the way it's meant to be, energy-wise, perhaps, for me and for people that are going to come in and work with me as well. But I'm not stressing about it. It just is what it is. And
right.
I feel like I've
so
got a
lot of because you won't be able to get it up before next week. So it, are you making a decision around that, or is that for,
I'm waiting on a communication.
Pardon?
I'm waiting on a communication from the people who are supposed to switch off the old website, so that, and you know, so the new one can be made live, because you can't, you have to switch one off before the new one can be live. So, because it's the same URL, it's just shifted.
Oh,
it from
okay.
One.
So we'll hear anyway, or you'll post on Facebook or something which way it goes, so that people know about the offer. Oh, great, wonderful. So, yeah, it's a little sad that you're not. We're not going to have you on again for a little while, but it's been wonderful and. I'm really hoping you have an amazing holiday. And was it your 50th birthday you were celebrating?
Yeah.
Great.
Not
so
till actually
that's wonderful.
June, but I'm not quite there yet.
What was that? Sorry, I didn't catch it.
I'm not actually 50 until the 16th of June, so I'm not quite there yet. But I'm working my way towards it.
Right. I know you were celebrating your vacations around that. So a big happy birthday from all of us.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, everybody.
Dear, my singing song is my singing voice is terrible right now, so I won't go further. So yeah, so thank you. And if you have anything else to say, of course, we'll hear
that
later.
And just thank you to everybody for being part of the group and for allowing me to share and listening and all that sort of thing. So yeah, thank you. Great energy in this group, definitely.
Thank you. So. Who would like to share next? I hear
this is Evelyn.
Seems like Evelyn. Okay, great. Hi, Evelyn.
For me, I've been working by myself for a decade, essentially, and it's been an experience that I'm comfortable with because I like to work by myself, but. Coming into contact with real people out in the real world who are doing things and who share their stories and who hold each other accountable has been such a wonderful experience for me over the last few months. And I'm excited to continue the work with this group. And at the end of June, if there's still more contact with some folks, then that would be wonderful for me. Because I guess I didn't even realize that I needed to hear from other people. So it's been a wonderful gift to hear your voices every morning.
Thank you. Okay, so anybody else want to talk about this or anything else, actually, because we've still got lots of time.
Hi, Katie. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. I was just thinking of you.
Oh, I just love that we're going to be together longer. I think it's been so amazing. Like, what an you guys are all so amazing. Such a wonderful group of people, of souls. And just feel so... so supported on this journey. And, you know, like echoing what everybody else that's spoken that, you know, I wouldn't have created this thing in a week. Oh my God. It's like taken. Yeah. This process has taken me to another level and open my mind to, and move beyond sort of some of the blocks of what's possible. It's like, as you said, blowing the lid off. It's blown the lid off what's possible for me. And wow, it's about time. So I'm just thrilled that you're going to extend it. And I think it's going to be really helpful for all of us. And for me, I've just felt so, you know, it's really about this process, and I can really feel like it's catapulting all of us into, you know, into new levels. And it's what's required. It's what we need. We need to really step up and be in the next levels so that we can be of assistance for all the shifts that are happening here on the planet. But so thank you so much, Katie, for you know, for your generosity of you know, wanting to extend this more. And you know, and also, and you and I talked about this, about the idea of you know, like when does the, you know, in terms of us, you know, when we reach our goal of 10,000, that, you know, it may be in a few months, but the idea that you would be, you know, you would be given your share, you know, your full payment of that. And I think, you know, we just talked about that, you know, extending that your time. So I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up.
Thank you.
To the group. That I feel really strongly, you've provided such an incredible space and such support that of course we want to uplift each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, that is it is important for me too. Yeah, because for both to support you and to feel the support, you know, in the terms of honoring.
Yeah.
What is a rather, you know, creative and different way of doing things. So thank you, Deborah. Anything else, Deborah, or was shall I let somebody else?
I think
on?
That's good. I think I'm complete for the moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, I know that there's a couple of people. I'm actually going to ask and see if they're available, maybe not to talk about this topic, but just to check in. And I see Katrina and Alex. I'm wondering if either of them would like to step in right now.
Hi, Katie. It's Katrina.
Hi, Katrina.
I'm just loving this container, and it certainly has really opened up a lot of possibilities about what I can do and where I can go. And, you know, right now I'm just kind of in a stage of, you know, this is like creating sales pages and putting out offers. It's all a very new concept for me. And so I feel like I'm just through this, just gathering so much valuable information and new ways of thinking. So I'm really grateful for that. I feel very far away from 10,000, but I also totally feel okay with that. And really like the idea of meeting once a week and keeping this going, because I'm really loving. I feel like everybody has so much to offer. I want to take everybody's classes. Just, you know, and so, you know, where I'm at, I'm just sort of, I feel a little stuck, like I'm not sure exactly where to begin, but, you know, I also don't feel bad about that. So I'm just sort of letting everything be exactly as it is and recognizing that it's perfect, no matter what.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Katrina. And
I concur with everything Deborah just said about your generosity and just, what you've given and offered, it's just enormous, and I want to just say thank you.
Thank you. And I know that once the lid comes off you, Katrina, you'll be one of the biggest generators of money around. But not just that, just the biggest generators of beauty and meaning. And, you know, beauty from the inside out. So And yet sometimes it's really, you know, and I think it's like there is a pacing. There's stuff that just seems to take painfully a long time. And then suddenly things move and it can go very quickly. So
right.
I think it's just opening us, having some sort of the pacing and the end. Exercising a certain patience, I think, you know, and which I'm not very good at,
mm-hmm.
like knowing that that it will happen if you continue on a path of looking for it to happen and exploring and just finding as many ways as you can to get through what you need to get through. And I think the great thing about this group is that it's not just me, but there's a whole load of souls here that can mutually help each other and break through certain things for each other. So, you know, I'm cross-referring people and doing things like that because I think the energies that are offered by different people on this, you know, in this group can really help catapult the others. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I just wanted to... I think that's particularly true for you, Katrina. It may seem like it's very far away right now, but and who knows, you know? Who
yeah.
knows? We just
true.
Don't know. So thank you. And Alex, are you there? Are you able to talk at all?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just feeling a little emotional. I don't know why I was.
Oh, okay.
But I'm yeah. fine now. I just. Moved through me, but I'm just really, you know, being present with what everyone's saying, and I guess what I'm hearing or what's coming up for me is just how beautiful and amazing everyone is, yet, you know, how we've maybe for whatever reason had to play small or, you know, had to we're not able to fully blossom or thrive and share our gifts for whatever reason. And I think that's what's definitely happening for me is, you know, I've definitely sacrificed some aspects of myself that had to be dormant and, you know, for fear of feeling like I would be ridiculed or I don't know how to explain it. And so I think what Deborah was saying, you know, she was speaking to stepping up and being in the next levels, you know, what's happening with the planetary shift. And I really want that and feel that. And yet there's a part of me that still wants to play safe. You know, it's like, really, it's okay. Like, you know, how much of my knowledge and wisdom can I reveal? You know, it's kind of like, yeah, it feels very vulnerable. Feels very vulnerable. And so I think there's a part of me that my offering is a little safe. And then there's other things that I think will come later that will be more true to my essence. As I have the confidence to move forward.
Thank you. So I'm feeling, unless somebody else has something to say, I'm feeling like doing a clearing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm going to ask initiation clearing, maybe. Who knows? As I take a sip of my coffee. Now, let me see. Deborah,
mm-hmm.
are you there?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to do EFT and then go into the healing codes with some sounding. Would that be
mm-hmm.
okay with you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
And is there anybody that needs something else, or is everybody okay with doing a clearing right now?
Nope, go ahead, Katie. Clear us out.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. Yeah, that's okay. Clear us out. That's a little intimidating. not really. Okay, here we go. So let me put myself into the zone of whatever it is. Even though it feels so hard sometimes to get to the next level, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though it feels so hard sometimes to get beyond where I am, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I have no idea where I'm going and it frightens me, I deeply love and accept myself. I know I'm capable of so much that people haven't even seen, so much that people are just getting a glimpse of. So powerful, so beautiful, so powerful, so beautiful, so powerful, so beautiful. Why does it scare me? Why does it scare me? I know why it scares me. I know deep inside. I know why it scares me. And I'm going to let this deep inside feeling run its course. Run like the river out of me. Run like the river. Run like the river. The river of fear is running out of me. Cascading out of me. Why? I think it might be fun, this next level. I might not even work as much as I do now. I keep thinking it's going to be too much work. But really, I've been working like a dog sometimes, and it's never got me anywhere, or at least not where I want. Maybe it's going to be different. Playing safe, I always thought I'd be safe, but it just seems that life keeps coming at me, and it doesn't feel so safe right now. So why not go for the big unsafe? Let's go for the big unsafe. Unsafe. Wow. Unsafety. Honey, this is unsafety. Unsafety. They don't talk about this, but hey, it can be really fun. It's like surfing on a big wave. Surfing on a big wave. I'm getting undone, undone, undone. So I can make myself anew, so I can make myself anew. Undone, undone, to make anew, to make anew, to make anew, to make anew. A new, okay. Anything anybody wants to bring up, or we'll go into the healing code. And I'm looking for the prayer, and of course it's just disappeared again. So if anybody wants to say something, I found it, but if anybody would just like to say something, that would be great too. Okay.
Something.
Yes? Okay. Something. Thank you. Okay. We'll go right with you.
Wash away my river of fear. That would be substantially beneficial.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I'm going to say for the healing codes that we're going to, wash away the river of fear and all the stuff that keeps us from coming into our own. And I'm going to use as a positive, truth focus statements, is I am coming into my own. You can modify that if you want, but that that pretty well says it for me, and it may for some of you. You need to find the words that meet your heart around coming into your own power, riding the waves, and being undone and coming into that next level, that new initiation. So, yeah. Okay. Deborah, are you ready? I'm going to just read the prayer.
I'm ready. I'm getting ready
okay.
here.
Yeah. We'll let it loose. Hey.
I am. I'm standing.
Actually, that's pretty appropriate because
I'm
we're
standing
all
and I'm moving.
Letting it loose. Yes. And just a moment, actually, I'm going to drink some water. If people have some water near them, that would be good for them. Whenever you're doing an energy clearing.
Actually, let me grab some water. Hold on.
Yeah.
Water.
Okay. So, Deborah, just tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
Wonderful. So I pray requests that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories and all resulting physical issues related to all the fear that I've felt, all the doubts that I've felt about really coming into my own, all the things that have told me that I couldn't be me, that I couldn't really give my gifts to the world, and that I can't ever come unstuck from where I am and get to give all the gifts that I have to offer. I'm asking that these issues be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the divine creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And again, I'm just going to say for a moment, when you cup your hands and point the energy towards the points as I say them, and I will say between the eyebrows, the throat, the side of the jaws, and the side of the temples. So I'll just be saying, you know, like temples, throat, jaws, and between eyebrows as the thing, as Deborah's doing the sounding. So so you're cupping your hands both together for the position, and having them 2 inches away from the spot. And the beginning spot will be in between the eyebrows. And then we're going to go down to the throat, and you have both hands cupped and directing the energy towards there. And then you will each hand will go to its side and go up to the side of the jaw. And so you'll have the right hand on the right side of the jaw, the left hand on the left side of the jaw, 2 inches away from the skin, pointing the energy. Same thing for the temple on each side. Okay, so let's go with that intention that for each of you that you're coming into your own, or whatever words that you want to phrase it, and we'll just sink into the energy. Take a deep breath. Okay, so let's start in between the eyebrows, focusing the energy there. And Deborah, whenever you feel the urge, you can sound.
Checo moha yoko namakaya hamataka yoko shimataka namoko chimedeke te te koyatoya chimedeke te koto ko shimataya yoko ne yaho ye haya ho yimena haya 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 ho inihi yaho 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 Hey a ho, hey a ho, hey a ho.
Side of temples. And then just bringing your hands on one on top of the other on the crown of your head for a few moments, and then when you feel like it, you just let your hands drop to your side and allow yourself to come back into the room. Thank you, Deborah, so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And it's open for anybody, if anybody would like to say something.
Mm-hmm.
can just stay in quiet meditation for a few minutes. And then if somebody does want to say something, just jump in. And if not, we'll, after the couple of minutes, we'll just come off the call. But I'll say when that's happening. For the moment, I'll just let you sit there and the whole group be together, connecting together, sensing the deep connection that's between us, the soul connection, the reason why we're all here, other than the catchy title.
I'm ready for a virtual group hug. Anybody in?
Okay, you can lead it. I'm feeling it.
Thank you, guys. I love you, too.
Us, too. Oh.
Well, I just wanted to share and say thank you. And I just was reminded that the universe has a great sense of humor, because as Deborah was sounding at first, I was like, kind of saying to, you know, my guides, to the universe, I was like, I don't understand what you want me to do. You're not being clear. You need to speak to me. And then I started talking. And then I was like, but you're talking in another language. What are you saying? And so it was like this reminder of, it's not about the words. It's about the feeling and just listening in your heart, and the answers are there. Like, everything is here for us. It's just, are we willing to take the time to listen and be? And yeah, so that was really beautiful.
Thank you, Alex. Anyone else like to share some parting words?
In my perfect world, I would have Deborah sing to me once a day. So, that's just such an amazing experience. And yet what's so funny is that, and the same with having Katie guide me through, I would do that once a day too in a perfect world through the healing codes. And yet what's so funny is that the initial reaction that I have every time is resistance. For the first couple of moments, it's like my ego is still strong enough that it resists. And there's just something about the way that the healing is carried on the sound that I suddenly can't resist anymore, and then I just want to giggle and dance and feel like about 3 years old, having just a wonderful, open-hearted experience. It's really, really neat.
Thank you for sharing that. All right. Well, I'm stealing into saying goodbye. And finding the right moment for that. But it's been a lovely call with all of you. And yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens today. And
have a wonder-filled day, everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, everybody.
And Katie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
So bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Have
another
a great day.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Love you,
bye-bye.
Too. Have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
Bye.